morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, is there any significance to Jesus' cursing of the fig tree? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will be giving the message titled, What Does the Lord Expect from Us? And he will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 5. The Women's Bible Study will meet tomorrow, Monday, April 11th, here at the church building. And if you have any questions or want information, please see Mrs. Otero. The Men's Bible Study will also meet this week on Tuesday, April 12th at 7 p.m. at the Veloz residence. And again, if you have any questions or information, would you please ask Pastor Tomlinson. On Wednesday evening, there will be a new apologetics class from 6 to 7 p.m. And of course, following the apologetics class, the Wednesday evening service, which begins at 7:30 p.m., will feature the reading of 1 Chronicles chapters 26 through 28. And please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. And please note on that insert that the services and Bible study that can be accessed on the internet. That's at the bottom of the insert. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 30, verse 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Brother Luis Olivas will be leading us now in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 27, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
Once again, number 27, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas around, and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full and
you.
never forsake that firm foundation that we do have in God. Amen. Please turn to Hymnals 224. I know whom I have believed in. Please stand. 224, I know whom I have believed in.
Home, even though I rejoice the Pacific Ocean way south where meet the Sio Cortez. That was my first time in that meeting point with Raquel. We really enjoy it. A little cooler than any other vacation, 86, and that's cool for Raquel. But it was good, and it was good to hear the church and our little computer. And to check what you're doing, all right? Okay, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, the scripture tell us in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, when David pray, he says, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all." And then David, father, said, "Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise your glorious name." And so, Father, may our worship this morning be a mirror of your glory and power to the end that many here in the auditorium and there in the large radio audience and the internet audience be blessed by your presence and revelation, so that we can know you, a holy God who has provided information for us to know the mighty and the power and the love of our wonderful God. We pray for those afflicted among our congregation and around the world, especially for those in Japan and countries where there is civil uprising. Let us remember that your word said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is Jehovah." May our missionaries be touched by your presence and motivated by your love. So many can be reached for the kingdom of God when we work with love. Once again, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. And we pray that today's service be a blessing to us all. In Jesus, beloved Savior and Lord, every Sunday, you provide for us continually. I thank your people for the love for you. We bring this offering to you because we love you. So bless the offering and bless the giver in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated.
Stories that thrilled me day by day. They told me how he suffered and died on Calvary. And though I knew that it was true, I wanted not to see.
He's alive and let's do it to him now. He lives
again.
By his friends right at the front.
Seated now
at the Father's
right
hand.
Is done, and he's alive.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Apostle Paul's second epistle to the Thessalonians. And if you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1290. We will be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 12. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's word, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 through 12. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them a strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that by your grace you have led us to believe the truth of Scripture so that we are able to discern what's good and not be deceived into believing a lie. We thank you for that great gospel, the truth of which is your power that has brought us to salvation. We are grateful, Father, that you have revealed to us in the Bible those things which are to come so that we will not be taken unaware of present day and future events. As your children, we affirm our trust and confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who has won the victory by the shedding of his precious blood and rising from the dead. We pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he returns to the pulpit. Bless him as he continues the exposition of the Apostle Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians. Give us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD attentive minds and believing hearts. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.